My name is Kareem Charles Diggs, and the title of my essay here that I would like to share with the world is The National Disease in America. It appears that drug addiction dominates our airwaves. A second comes the president's war with the media and the Hillary Clinton and the former President Obama. These are the subjects that dominate our everyday media coverage. While the elections are over, the nation is being sidetracked away from the issues affecting the common citizen. Americans are being misled and directed away from national problems. America is a war nation. The military-industrial complex is the largest part of our budget. Billions of dollars are spent yearly on the military, NASA, space programs, and other secret operations that deal with foreign policy. There is no challenge to the tax funds used to maintain thousands of military installations all over the world. Being the most powerful nation on Earth costs us trillions of dollars in providing warships, warplanes, sustaining thousands of missiles, warheads at our perceived enemies. The trillions of dollars spent on the fallacy that some other nation is going to attack us is a myth. It is a lie impregnated into the very soul of America. This myth has become a national disease. This disease has become a religion more powerful than faith or actual belief in God. This national disease is never challenged by any politician or social groups because it is un-American to speak out against weapons of mass destruction. We have enough weapons to destroy all of humankind many times over. We should be concerned about our national disease because it has caused all our other needs to become secondary. Until we confront how our tax dollars are used, our communities will continue to suffer economic decay. Specifically, the cities and the rural communities will exist in poverty, crime, and drug abuse. The violence will continue to plague the African American community beyond redemption. More African Americans are murdered by one another than all the wars ever fought. The disinclination to do anything about this national disgrace is based on racially disharmony. America has never been one nation under God. Slavery created the desegregation, Jim Crow, apartheid, and it continues today. There is not only the tale of two cities, but a nation of many cities, towns, which severely punishes the poor, those who have yet to make a way out of their permanent oppression. There are 45 million working poor who live in poverty, over 3 million citizens in prison on any given day. If the American citizens could understand that the money used to dominate the planet with guns and bombs and planes and ships, atomic and nuclear weapons, was used for human development, we could eliminate suffering, poverty overnight. Literally, with a few billion dollars, no tax upon the poor, free education, free college education, for those willing to study, we could see crime and violence reduced drastically. Our national disease to kill people who don't agree with our supremacy will only get worse unless we make the connection to our economic unhappiness. Trillions of dollars will continue to be used every year under every president until we confront this problem. If we could simply use the budget of the military for 1 year, America would no longer have poverty and senseless violence. Until the American citizen ceases the two-party system, the race politics, we can expect the same four-year election circus. Dr. Martin Luther King instructed the nation that our military spending is destroying the systems in America. There is enough wealth in America for all Americans to live a decent and comfortable life. There's never been sufficient money spent on education, housing, medical care for the black Americans. We have always been at the bottom of the list for any changes, and this has made us a permanent underclass in America. This national system remains in place. Every city, town, state have created a system where poor people seems to be impossible to uplift themselves. There's only a certain amount of money in the budget. This is what the American citizens must understand. And it's not for human development. The tax money is being given to corporations to develop more and more control over our way of life. The urban cities, the rural areas, the working poor are not considered. It is time the sincere citizens and those who say they represent us to advocate change, because to educate the citizens about mental health diseases that we have been infected with is the first step in solving our problem. I call it a national disease because everything is about war, war on poverty, war on crime, war on the immigrants. War, everything is a war. And when you have a war, you're talking about destroying. You're not healing. You're the war on drugs. It's not healing anybody. We're building more prisons. Our police stations are now have military weapons getting for the military on the citizens. So my point is that the myth that they're trying to solve the problems in America, that's just what it is. It's a myth. Until the American citizens cease from being existing in fear, we can expect the same thing even out of our new President Trump. He may be doing things in a different way than some of the other presidents, but in the end, we're getting the same result. More wars, more police departments, schools closing down, hospitals closing down, more police, more courthouse. Just in Philadelphia, they just decided to build another central police station for $290 million, but they don't have enough books and computers and money for nurses when school starts in September. They're building another, they have built another prison in Pennsylvania that costs over $400 million. We'll be moving into it next year sometime. They always have money to maintain the status quo. But my message and my cry to the American public, we have to change the conversation. We have to change the concept of what is a necessity in this country and what isn't. I hope my little message here, my little essay has provoked enough attention that these subjects that I've tried to bring forward concerning the national disease, that we can start looking at some of the solutions to this mental illness that we're suffering from under this new war on terrorism. And thank you very much. My name is Kareem Charles Diggs, and I hope to hear from you people soon.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.